And there's also all kinds of way preaching is going out today. There's not a famine for the amount of preaching. There's a famine for the truth of the Word of God. Amen. There's all kinds of preaching going out. And I just wonder how much of it's really preachers that's just letting loose and giving it the way God says it. Amen.
Yes, sir.
That's what bothers me today. Revelation chapter number 3. If you have your Bibles, Revelation chapter number 3. Amen. It's all good reading. But let's start up here about number 14. Verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He said, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. This kind of always confused me, and I hope this clarifies by the time I'm done today. This clarifies for you. Amen. And he said, I would that you were cold. Just as a young Christian wanted me. When you read that, Jesus said, I wish you was cold or I wish you was hot.
Yeah.
He said, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. I guess as a young Christian and as a younger person through the years, I always thought in my mind, it'd be better to be lukewarm than ice cold. Mm-hmm. That's really not. Come on, man.
No.
So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth, because thou sayest, I am rich and increase with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I won't take a lot of time right here. I know you're standing, but that's where the church world is today. They're rich and increased in good. We've got more in the church world than we've ever had.
You're right.
We got bigger buildings than we've ever had. We got nice facilities. We got fellowship halls. We got padded seats. We've got the finest of fine buildings. Amen. But I wonder if we still have the Spirit of God amongst us. Amen. And thou poor and blind and naked, verse 18, I counsel thee to buy me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Amen. And as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the Word of the Lord. And if Jesus would help us, amen. I don't know how far I'll get into this. I may have to carry it over to another time because I do have a lot of stuff here. Amen. But I'd like to talk to us a little bit about the sin of being lukewarm. Amen. The sin, the disaster, amen, of being lukewarm. Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said that this lukewarm state, amen, makes me sick, he said.
Yeah.
Great God. I believe it still makes him sick today, don't you?
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. This letter here to the church at Laodicea, Bible scholars tell us that the conditions which existed in this church are typical of the last day churches. Amen. This word Laodicean means the rights of the people. And I preached some about this a while back. Amen. In that church, the people thought only of their own rights. Amen. And I tell you, this is a message in itself. I'm just going to hit this and keep rolling. Amen. But I tell you, we're living in a time, we're living in an era where people, all they talk about is my rights, my rights, my rights. Amen. I've got this right. Amen. Uh-huh. Women has a right to make a decision to murder her unborn child. I've got this right. I've got this right. Let me tell you something. Amen. You got a lot less rights than what you think you have. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you what, you have a right to do. You have a right to fall in repentance. Amen. And ask the Lord to save you and then trust him from there. Amen. I've never seen such a generation of everybody think I got a right to this. Amen. I got a right to that. Great God. Jesus said in the last day, amen, in the church of the Laodiceans, the church world will be like that. Amen. All they're going to think about is what rights that they have. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever seen such an hour? And I could preach on this, but I really need to move on. Amen. This is not my message, but this is a part of it. Amen. I tell you, brother, I've never seen such an hour where church people, amen, think they've got the right to show up and run the show. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Just everyday saint. And I realize it takes from the back to the front. It takes everybody in any given church, not just this church. It takes people to have a church. Amen. Thank God. But I tell you, we've never seen an hour like we see today. Amen. Where people come to church and the people that's in the church run the church. Amen. It's God. It's the design of the Word of God. It is the design of God for God to run a church. Amen. Through a man of God. Hallelujah. That's the way God designed things to run. But today, the man of God is scared to death of the people, amen, and their rights and what they say. Come on now, I'm not blind, amen.
Yeah, right.
I know how things work. And you get church people coming, and this one has a business, and that one has that, and different ones give this amount, and then you go to patting people on the back, amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was never the design of God.
Amen.
That was never God's plan for a church. Amen. It's God's plan and God's design for an old, amen, fashioned hellfire brimstone preacher to pray and get in tune with God and rear back and let her fly. Amen. That was God's design. Amen. Are you against Bible college, Brother Jason? Oh, no. I wish I had better education in the Word of God than I do. Amen. I'm not against that one bit. But what I am against, amen, of the generation of preachers that we have today that is pushed by so much things. Amen. We don't have hardly any preachers anymore left that'll get in an altar of prayer and say, God, give me what heaven would say, and rear back and preach the Word of God. Amen. That's what we need today. Amen. It's not going to be an alliterated sermon, amen, that turns America around. Oh, no. It's not going to be, amen, a proper whamby-bamby preacher to get up and turn America around from the hell that she's running into. Oh, no. But it's going to be a Jonathan Edwards that'll stand up and say, you're sinners in the hands of an angry God.
Oh,
Lord, help us to realize we have a lot less rights than what we think we do.
Yes.
Amen.
Help the Lord.
Woo! Oh, I can see right now. I ain't going to get through all this. Amen.
Oh,
yes. Church members want preaching that pleases. They want singing that pleases. They want the whole program that pleases. How much better off the church would be, amen, if all of its members would just try to please God and quit worrying about what you want. Amen. Oh, yes. Now, who are those that nauseate Jesus? I tell you who they were. Amen. Were they the infidel? Oh, no. It wasn't the infidel. Was it the atheist? Oh, no, it wasn't the atheist. Was it just the outright, outrageous sinner? Oh, no, it wasn't that person that nauseated God because they were the cold ones.
Yeah.
Amen.
All right.
Come on now.
Right.
Amen. So who was Jesus talking about when he was talking about this lukewarm Christian, this lukewarm church member? Who was he talking about? Amen. He was talking about that one that comes night in and night out, and they're indifferent. Come on now. And they sit on the seat when they used to shout. They sit on the seat. Amen. Come on now. Amen. They sit on the seat. Amen. And think about all the things that could be different in the church. They sit on the seat, amen, come on, and complain, and they gripe when they used to have us, amen, a praise and a thankful spirit. Come on now, that's the lukewarm Christian. That's that lukewarm saint. They used to come in the house of God, and it didn't matter if Anthony got up and sung. They've been kicking and saying, sick him, Lord, sick him. But now, amen, they sit back there, and they twiddle their thumbs, and they make their grocery list, and they cut their
You used to have the power. You used to have the fire. You used to have something to shout it out. Hey, cold. If you were cold, you would be an outright sinner. If you were hot, you'd be shouting. But because you're somewhere in the middle, you're destroying your soul and the souls around you. Amen.
Woo.
Lord, help us.
Lord.
Who calls us to preach the word?
Come on, brother.
Amen. It ain't that one that's on fire.
Come on, brother.
And it ain't that one that shows up and is all the way out.
Right.
It's that one that's somewhere always in the middle.
Come on, Brother Jason.
Woo!
Come on.
It's that one that's always, amen, right there in the middle. Never can figure out if they want the fire or if they want the coldness. Amen.
Right.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Help me. I'm going to preach just a little while longer. Amen. Oh, yes. The pastor spends much of his time trying to get that member where they need to be. Amen. Thank God. We don't expect the infidel to serve the Lord. Come on now. If a person is consecrated to Jesus, we know he'll serve the Lord with all of his might. But if that one is lukewarm, he becomes a poor example. And the church is hurt by that one. Come on now. Amen. Yes, the lukewarm. Great God. He can lose his victory. Yes, he'll lose that enjoyment of the Word of God. He'll lose that excitement. And Brother Tommy talked about, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. There was a time they couldn't wait to iron their clothes and take a shower and come to church. But now they talk about it all day. Well, it's church night. I guess I got to go down there to church. Amen. That's something I have to do. Amen. That's a lukewarm spirit getting a hold on you. Thank God. If you was really close to the fire where you needed to be, you'd be ironing that shirt. You'd be a praying, saying, Lord, I can't wait. I know it's Thursday night. I know everybody ain't going to be there, but I'm going to be there, Lord. And you are going to be there, Lord. And I might get a touch of my body. That's that turn. That's that member. Amen. That's on fire. That's that member. That's close to God. Church, don't get warm. Don't get lukewarm. Jesus said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Amen.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
I got to move on here.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Bless you, Jesus.
I can already see it ain't going to. People have to follow this up.
Come on.
Amen.
Woo. Some churches are cold and dead. Amen. They should be called the first church of the deep frozen, pastored by Jack Frost. Amen. Many are called, but few are
frozen.
Woo!
Yeah.
The conditions of this church were nauseating to the Lord. Great God. They were scrabblers. Yes, they were fence sitters. They were middle of the roaders. Amen. And unless they made the Lord sick because of their lukewarmness, this church would understand the concept for the water in Laodicea. Jesus always knew, amen, not only what was going on in these cities, but he knew everything about it. And he spoke to them in their language. He said, you church of Laodicea, amen, you're lukewarm. And I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Amen. I didn't know this. Listen to this. The water of Laodicea came through an aqueduct,
right,
some 6 miles away from Colossae. Amen. And when the water reached, amen, Laodicea, great God, but the time it traveled through them aqueducts, especially at daytime, Brother Daniel, by the time the sun hit that water and it showed up in Laodicea, it was hardly usable. The water was lukewarm. The water was baked by the sun.
Yeah.
And when it got there, amen, unless it was at night, it was of very, very little use because the people would take a drink of that water in Laodicea, and it was so hot and so lukewarm, they'd spit it out. And Jesus said, you church of Laodicea,
He used to be like that water when it ran in the brooks. He used to be like that fresh water. Thank God that was, amen, it was so refreshing to the soul. But now, amen, you've let the world come in. Now, you've let bitterness come in. But now, amen, you're all shook up and tore up and you're lukewarm. And unless you get it like you used to have it, and unless you get it right down in your soul, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Amen.
Come on now.
Woo!
Yeah.
Listen to this. Lukewarmness is a condition of independence.
Yep. Woo! True.
For liquid to remain cold, it needs to stay close to a source such as ice, refrigerator, freezer. We know they didn't have those in Jesus' time. Amen. But for that water to stay cold, amen, it had to stay close to the source that made it cold.
Right.
Come on now. Amen. A lukewarmness is a condition of independence. For liquid to remain cold, it's got to stay close to that cold source. Amen. If the Christian neglects the fire of the Lord, that fire of God, and you say, I don't have to go down there to church on Thursday night. I don't have to go down there at 2 o'clock on Sundays. I can do all right when and if and when I got time to go. When I can't show up, that's independence, sir. Ma'am, that's independence. Amen. Come on. You've got that spirit of lukewarmness coming on you. I don't know about you, but I need to have some God. The doors are open. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. David knew that if he leaned on himself and he was independent, he would be lukewarm and be of no use for the kingdom of God.
You're right.
Woo!
Man.
Yes. Hey, man. Independence.
Jesus.
You know, you can lose your victory over sin when you start living alone.
Yes.
Let me tell you something.
Come on.
You're not as strong as you think you are.
Right.
Woo!
That's right.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
I've been in this thing all my life. And Brother Anthony, I know you've been sick. Amen. I'm not zeroing in on you. Great God. Amen. I've been in this thing all my life. Amen. If I miss one service, Brother Tom,
my,
I'll come back. I feel so odd.
Yeah.
I feel so weird.
Yeah, weird.
Come on now.
Yeah.
It bothers me. It really does, church.
Yeah.
It bothers me that people can not only miss one night.
Yeah.
Hey, but I'm not going to stand before God with blood on my hands. Come on. I'm going to start pulling the cover back and preaching to you as though it's the last day on earth. Come on. Amen. Hey, it really bothers me when people can miss service after service after service after service. Come on. And it doesn't bother them if they're not in a hurry. Amen. To come back to where the fire is. I tell you the problem. You're getting lukewarm. I tell you the problem. You're independent. And you're away from the fire. And you're kindling for hell. Ah! Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost to warn us. It's time that we get back to the fire.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Holy Lord.
Thank you. Holy Lord.
Jesus. Here's the harm of lukewarmness. You are an example for somebody.
Somebody.
Listen to me.
Yes, God.
Well, amen. I'm mostly alone. No, you've got a grandchild. You've got a friend. You've got a husband. You've got, amen. You've got somebody watching your life. I don't care who you are. You've got a neighbor. Amen. There's somebody that God has put in your life to watch you.
Yeah.
Brother Paul preached the other night, ye are epistles, read of all men. The Bible don't lie. We are the Word of God being acted out. Amen. Come on. And people are looking at your life. And if you're not shining the light of the gospel, amen, that spirit of lukewarmness is getting a hold on your heart. Hey! I can see right now.
Come on.
Amen. Great God, I'm hung up right here. And I got
point. Hey, God. Hey, amen. You can lose that victory over sin. You can lose the enjoyment of the Bible that at one time you held dear to your heart. When you get lukewarm, hey, amen, you lose that desire. Hey, amen, to get on your knees and begin to pray and begin to seek the Lord. At one time you yearned for that time. At one time you loved that sweet Spirit of God that would hover over you. But hey, that spirit of lukewarmness, it's getting a hold on you. And if you don't watch out, you're going to get spewed out of the mouth of the Lord.
Holy God.
All right.
Holy God.
The church that is neither enthusiastic nor antagonistic is very difficult to deal with. Half-heartedness and apathy will paralyze the effort of the church.
Right.
Did you hear that?
Yes, it will.
Half-hearted effort. I know very little, but Tommy's talking about that whole story I was telling the other day. Probably a lot of you have heard that. That old Rocky Marciano went, he retired 49-0.
I love it.
Whew. Never lost a fight. Brother George, I'd like to thank him. Every battle he prepared for, he gave it his best.
Hallelujah.
And he had knocked out, I forget how many in a row, before that story I was telling, he got knocked down. I think it was Jersey Joe Wilcock knocked him down. Amen. Jersey Joe hit him. Rocky Marciano hit him. Oh, Rocky was taking a beating. Finally, he hit him. Rocky fell out, hit the floor. And later said he thought he was knocked out. For a few moments, he didn't even know where he was, he said. And he finally heard the crowd holler. And he got up just before 10. He got up on his feet. Come on.
Yes.
Amen. Through that battle. Amen. And that battle went on. And old Jersey Joe knocked him down. I think it was 3 or 4 times in that fight. Hey God. He kept knocking him down. Hey God. But later we find out that old Rocky kept saying, if I could just get back up. Hey. Old Rocky kept saying when he was laying there, if I could just get up, I think I could hit him good.
Yeah.
If I could just get up, amen. Hey, amen. And finally, you know the story, the last round, either the 10th or 12th, whatever that last round was, Rocky's corner told him, said, Rocky, if you don't knock him out, you've lost the fight, you'll lose the title, you'll not be the champ no more. And the last round of that fight, Rocky kept saying, I could knock him out. I could knock him out. Hey! Oh, Rocky hit him. Amen. Knocked Jersey Joe Wilcott out. And there he laid stone cold out. And Rocky won. Come on. But what Amen got my attention was when they interviewed old Jersey Joe after that fight, they said, hey, what did you think? You had the champ on the ropes. You had him on. What did you think about that? He said, well, when I saw the champ laying, I was screaming with every fiber down in me. Stay down, Rocky. Stay down. Hey, amen. Why'd you say that? Because he kept saying, if Rocky gets up, he's going to knock me out.
Yeah.
Hey, so you had Rocky was getting whipped, but he kept saying, if I could just get up, I'll knock him out. Hey, amen. But old Jersey Joe was getting the best of him, and he kept saying, if he gets up, he's going to knock me. Guess what? Hey, don't give up. Don't give up. The Lord, give it everything you got. We need a church, amen, that'll sell out and give it everything you got.
Hallelujah.
Woo. Woo. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
I have so much more to go.
Holy, holy, holy Lord.
Listen, we must learn to give it our all.
We got to.
It has to be that way.
Right.
This is not something you can enter like a day school. This is spiritual warfare.
Spiritual war.
This is a matter of winning or losing.
Life or death.
This is a matter of life or death. This is a matter of heaven or hell. This is a matter of, amen, of keeping your family or losing your family. This is a serious endeavor, and it can't be entered lukewarm like a day.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Your way, Lord.
I'm going to read you this, probably quit here. I have to continue this. Half-heartedness and apathy, as I said, will paralyze any type of effort. I hate being around somebody that's not giving their all.
Yeah.
I used to work, and I'm not being mean here, but I don't know. I guess I'm just wired up like it. I really just, when I do something, I do it.
Yeah.
Amen. I used to work with them people down at the hospital, and my, they wear me out watching them. Amen. And they just want to drag it out. You ever see somebody want to drag it out? Drag it? I realize you get paid by the hour, but I still rather get it done.
Yeah.
And go sit down and chart and act like I'm doing something.
Yeah.
Woo, come on now. Not them. They'll drag it out all day long. And then I'll run myself ragged, do my job, do this, do that, do that, and get my work done. And then they holler, hey, Jason, can you help me? It ain't that I care to help somebody, but I don't want to do my job and yours too. Amen. Come on now. I can't stand being around somebody half-hearted, amen. Give it everything you got. I said, give it everything you got.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
That's good.
Thank you, Lord.
Why should the Lord desire that we be cold rather than lukewarm? Listen to this. The word cold in the Greek language, nekros, it does not mean once hot and now grown cold. Listen, the meaning of the word is dead.
Yeah.
Great God. The cold had never been converted, never touched by the fire of the gospel. The Greek word for hot is zestos, which means at a boiling point. It comes from the word zeo, amen, which means to boil or to seethe. Jesus was saying to the church, instead of being lukewarm in a dead condition, amen, I would that you were hot or cold. I wish you was at boiling point or cold. Yeah. Never had a hold of it. That's what Jesus was saying. I'd rather you never had a hold of it. Amen. Or I'd rather you be at the boiling point than have had a hold of it and be dead. It don't stir you no more. It don't move you no more. That preaching used to stir you into an altar of prayer, but now it don't move you.
Come on.
Now it don't stir you. I tell you why, you're lukewarm and you're dead.
Yes,
holy.
Woo! My.
Holy Lord.
Jesus was saying to this church, amen.
Blessed be God. Hallelujah.
Instead of being lukewarm, if they were cold to Christ, amen, for refuge, before you get a man saved, you got to get him lost.
Right.
That's a truth.
Amen. The Pharisees were a great example of this. The Pharisees were hard to do anything with because they thought, because they were religious, they were already okay.
Yeah. No.
It's hard to do anything with a religious person that already thinks they're okay.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I've seen people that could live in open adultery. Yeah. Amen. They could drink alcohol.
Yep.
Amen. Running bars and do all kinds of crazy stuff. But because they had been told at one point in their life that if they knelt in an altar of prayer, they'll save the rest of their life. They were religious, but they didn't have nothing in their heart.
Nothing.
Jesus said, I tell you the problem. Amen. It ain't that you're at the boiling point. And it ain't that you're cold. You never knew any better. The problem is you were there. And now you came back. Great God, you're lukewarm. You're dead. You lost what you one time had. Hey, that's a dangerous place to be. Amen. To one time had it and lose it and think because you had it, you're okay.
Dangerous
right. Place to be, church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blessed is the name of the Lord.
Got the Holy Ghost here today.
Come on.
Wedding religious people's hard to do.
Yeah.
Because they tend to rely on their religion rather than the Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus would rather they be either hot or cold. God's greatest desire is that we be on fire for Him. The church did not deny the gospel. The major problem lay in the fact that they were not hot. They were not enthusiastic anymore about God, nor God's house, nor God's work. Right. America used to be enthusiastic about God.
That's the truth.
Yes. America used to be enthusiastic about the church.
Right.
We used to be enthusiastic and we would sell out and we would give our all to God in our churches. I'm talking about nationwide.
Yeah.
I told you about the fellow that came probably about 200 years ago now, Red. Amen. He came to study America, what made America great after the Great Revolution, America boomed. Amen. And he said there's something inside America that makes it great. He studied our industry, our businesses, and our machineries, and what do you call it, assembly lines. And he said, well, they got great work ethic, and they got great machines. They got all, amen, but really other nations and countries have things pretty comparable to this. He studied our government. He said, it's a great setup. But really, other countries have great government. Amen. He studied America, and he said, it was not until I studied our churches that I found out what made America great.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, America is great because America loves God. Amen. And America is good. And if America ever loses its love for God and ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And that's what we see today. America has ceased to love God. And America has ceased to be good. Therefore, we're watching America in progress. Amen. Being extinct from being great. I come to tell us, America, wake up. Amen. And learn that we must give everything to God.
Hallelujah.
Every nation that forgets God,
thank you, Lord,
shall be turned into hell.
My Lord.
Right.
My Lord.
Glory to God.
Amen. I'm torn betwixt here, but
have your way.
I'm done. There's no one. Now that I've got into this, I've got two or three. You have to go here, Brother George.
Lord.
I come to tell you here tonight, church, today, we got to learn to put God above everything.
Yes. God above everything.
America, one time, we would walk through the snow with Tommy to take our children to church. We would sacrifice and abandon everything and go to church and put God first and God's work first and God's spirit first. And America was a happy place.
Yeah.
Suicide's at an all-time high.
Yep.
Teenage suicide.
Teenage.
I come across something the other day. Teenage suicide in America has never been higher than it is right now. Are you talking about 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 teenage kids saying, I don't want to live no more.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Amen. Because they don't have nothing to live for.
Right.
We've raised a generation on Hollywood.
Right.
We've raised a generation. All they know how to do is
come on now.
We've raised a generation that doesn't know how to work.
That's right.
Yep.
You're
right.
We raised a generation that really believes if you have to work, you won't be happy. That's sad.
Yeah, it is.
It's quite the opposite. I enjoy going to work.
Yeah.
Not every day.
Come on.
I enjoy working, Brother Earl. I enjoy doing something and looking back and saying, boy, I did that.
That's
in a man to want to work. Amen.
All right.
But we raised a generation that really believes if you have to work and sweat, it's not a happy day. It's not a happy life. Amen. And we raised a generation that don't know how to work.
That's exactly it.
Right.
Lord, we raised a generation that's in more debt than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Grandma and Grandpa said, if you don't have money to buy it, don't buy it.
Right.
We've got more credit card debt, great God, amen, to pay off a third world country in this country.
Right. Mm. True.
It's the truth.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes. Fine.
That's right.
We better go to the baptism.
Come on, man.
Come on, it's doing good.
Credit card debt.
So true.
And I understand sometimes you got to do things. I understand. I'm not crazy. You still knows where I'm going. We went to Brother Robert's the other night, and I went to see my parents. And we got there at 3 o'clock in the morning. Late. I got in bed about 3, I guess, he said. So I got up. We took a little ride. But it finally quit raining. A little full ride. So I told my dad, I'm going up to see Thomas. I hadn't seen him forever. An old high school friend of mine. And sure enough, he was home. I've been by to see him several times. He never was home. I went by to see him and I met his boy, and just to make a long story short, his life was really quite different from mine. Amen. He had a boy, And that mother lives out of state somewhere quite a ways off. He's got to drive forever to go get his boy certain weekends and certain days of the week. And he's got a woman that he's with, and she's got two or three kids. And anyway, he was telling me, he said, and he had a nice looking ride, man. He had a big old, kind of like Jonathan Roberts, he had one of the big old GMC Denalis. Hey, man. And we was talking about it, and I was bragging on it, and it was nice. And I liked the looks of it. He ended up having to take me home because I got caught in the rain. And that thing rode good, but it did ride $82,000 worth.
No.
He said, no, it cost $82,000.
At all?
And he looked at me and Michelle, and we like to lost our breath. And he looked at us and he said, it's only $1,100 a month.
$1,100.
Crazy. I don't pay that for my house.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That we raised a generation like this.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, yeah,
buddy.
That's where we're at.
We've got a generation that doesn't know how to give God everything.
Yeah.
We've lost him. So now we've got to pay for our gadgets. We've got to pay for our cars and lands and boats and campers. You guess all that, but just no, I'm not. But if you can't afford it and you got to go do all this other stuff to keep it, yes, I am against it.
Right.
You can't go to church because you got to do all this other stuff. I'm against it.
Yeah.
You lose your family will lose out with God. They don't know anything about church. They don't know anything about the Holy Ghost. They don't know how to feel the Spirit of God. And we've raised a generation that knows nothing about God because we're too busy with everything else.
Lukewarm.
Come on.
Wow. Stand with me in this house here today.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Appreciate my heart for those of you that want to run down to the riverfront. We're going to baptize Adam. It won't take us long. We'll go down there and say a little prayer. Baptize Adam, head and all.
Yeah.
Right.
Glory to God. Is there anybody in this house to say, Lord, I want to get that look back in my heart? Oh, God. I want to get that full, amen, full love, great God. I want to get that, amen, fire back. I want to get back to the boiling point in my life. I want to get back to the boiling point in my church. I want to get back to the boiling point in my family. I'm going to give it everything I've got. It's up to you. The preacher can't do it for you. I know we come to church and we want the preacher to move us. I know we come to church and we want the singing to move. But when it's all said and done, it's up to you.
Yes.
When it's all said and done, how hungry are you for a move of God? When it's all said and done, how hungry are you to have that boiling point come up? And you get the fire again. Jesus said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Thank you, my Lord.
Yea, I spoke to you this day, and I require full obedience to my word and to my commands. Yea, I say, do you want happiness? Do you want joy? Do you want the Spirit of God one more time like you've had in times past? Or do you want to continue the ways that you have been? Yay, I say, I speak it to thee this day. Give me your all. Sell out the world. Give me everything you have, and I'll bless you this day. You'll feel my power and my spirit like you have in times past. Yay, I say, it's my desire to fill thee with the power and the Spirit of God again. I say it for the Lord.
Jesus.
Raise your hand, church. Worship God in this house. Let's gather around these altars. Come on, Lord. Is there anybody hungry? Is there anybody want to get to the boiling point? Is there anybody who wants to get to that boiling point? Say, God, I want it again. I want it again, Lord. I have had it. Now I'm looking for it. I don't want to hear, Lord. You'll speak me out of here, man. I want to get back to the boiling point.
strength you provide. Bless my brother tonight. Touch my brother. Father, meet every need.